Show him today's daf yomi is Kasubos daf dog, Kasubos 4, and we're going to start on the bottom of Kasubos Gimel Amud Beis, and we're talking about the laws of mourning as they relate to a bride. So we start on the bottom of 3b, four lines from the bottom. So the Gemara states, Haresh haya piso afoy, if the bread was baked for the purpose of the wedding, v'tibcho tavuach, or if the animal was slaughtered for the purpose of the wedding, v'yeno mazug, and the wine was mixed, was ready to be served, u'meis aviv shalchasan o'ima shalkao rachmano atzlan, the father of the groom or the mother of the bride dies. Because, you know, technically speaking now, you have to bury the dead body and first observe the laws of the mourning and only then to get married. But if you're going to do that, the meal will be ruined. And so therefore, the rabbis allowed you to do the following circumstance. Machnisin es ames lecha. There, you should first take the dead body into a room, so it's not in front of you during the wedding. Vesachosin vesakal chuppah. And you take the bride and the groom into the chuppah. And now we're on the top of Dalad Amud Aleph, on our daf. Ubol b'ilas mitzvah. And then, prior to the burial, they are able to consummate the marriage prior to the burial. Uporesh, and after that, and then afterwards they separate. And the Gemara explains on Amud Beis that the reason why they bury prior to the burial is because after the burial, you're going to have to observe the laws of mourning. And so they're in private, and then they would be prohibited to engage in marital relations. So first they engage in the marital relations, and then they separate. Then they bury the dead body immediately. And though, since we say that the laws of the 7 days of rejoicing have fallen upon you before the laws of the mourning, therefore noeg shivas yamei hamishtah. First you observe the laws of the 7 days of mourning, v'acharkach noeg shivas yamei avelos, and then you observe the laws of the 7 days of mourning, and so therefore you haven't lost your meal. And so this is what our braisa referred to when they say that because of an ones, they allowed you to get married even on a yom sheni, even a day earlier, in a circumstance where the father of the groom or the mother of the bride died on a Sunday, and the sages allowed you to get married prior to the burial, because if you're not going to get married immediately, then you're going to have to observe the laws of 7 days of mourning first, and you're going to lose the meal. The kolos and a yamim, but the bride continues all those 7 days of mourning, the groom is going to be prohibited in engaging in marital relations, so therefore, hu yashem the groom will sleep amongst the men, and she's going to sleep amongst the women. So the braisa then continues, and even though the mourning woman is prohibited to engage in putting on adornments, nevertheless, by a bride they allowed it so that she would not become disgusting to her husband. And so therefore, for that reason, ein monin tachshitim in akala kol shoshim yom. All those 30 days, the bride is not prohibited from adorning herself, because even though typically speaking, as a mourner, she'd be prohibited, in those 30 days, they allowed it. And so then the Gemara says, why do they say specifically the father of the groom or the mother of the bride? V'davka aviv shalchatan. The Gemara says it's specifically the father of the groom, v'ima shalkala, and the mother of the bride. Deleka ina shetarchu, because now there's nobody else who's going to be able to help from them and to prepare from them the food, because since the father of the groom, he gets involved in the meal on behalf of the son, and the mother, and he does the meal, and the mother of the bride, she gets involved on behalf of the jewelry. Avo ipcha, but if it would be the opposite, if it would be the mother of the groom or the father of the bride, lo, then they would not allow them to push up the wedding. Then they'd have to bury the dead body first and then observe the laws of mourning and only afterwards to get married. So Amar Rav Rifam Rav Papa Amar Rav Chista Lo Shano Ela Shanas and Mayim Agabi Basar. When we were in the braisa that we push the wedding up so that the meat doesn't get ruined, that's only where they already put the water on the meats. From that moment, they can't sell it in the marketplace anymore, meaning they start to cook it. Lo Nasan Mayim Agabi Basar. But if they didn't already put the water on the meat, misdabing, they're able to sell in the marketplace, and they're not going to lose any money. And so therefore, first they observe the 7 days of mourning, and afterwards they get married, because the sages only allowed them to push up the wedding if there was going to be a loss of money. Amar Rava, and then Rava taught Ubikrach, and if they'd be in a large city, so in a city you're always going to find people to sell it to. A lot of people are buying meat there. Even though they put the water on the meat, you could still sell it. And Amar Rav Papa, and Rav Papa said, Ubikfarin, if it be a village, and if it be a village where it's very hard to sell something, even if they didn't put the water on the meat, they can't sell it. So if that's the case, Elad Rav Chista, that which Rav Chista said, that it only applies if you didn't put water on the meat. What's he referring to? What's the circumstance? Where's the distinction if you put the water on the meat or not? If it's in a city, you can always sell it. If it's a village, you can sell it. So Heichem Mishkachasla. So what's the scenario that we're talking about? So says Rav Ashi, what we're talking about is Kigon Mata Machasi. We're talking about a city that had the name of Mata Machasi, which was an in-between city. The Mafka Mikrach and Mafka Mikfar. The Mata Machasi is not a large city, and it's not a village, and so therefore, since it was this in-between state, therefore it depended whether or not you put the water on the meat or not. And indeed, Tanya to Kavasi to Rav Chista, we have a brisa that supports Rav Chista. Reisha Hayapiso Afuya Vitipcho Tavuach, V'yeno Mazug, V'nasa Mayim Agabe Basar. According to this brisa, specifically when you put the water on the meat, then under those circumstances, what do? And then the person, Rachmana Letzlan, dies, the father of the groom or the mother of the bride, then you bring the dead body into a room, and the bride and the groom to the chuppah, and you engage in consummating the marriage, and then you observe the 7 days of the wedding, and only afterwards the 7 days of mourning.